Viewpoint with Songezo Mabeqe on Mondays and Tuesdays, 8 till 10 p.m.
The role of technology that it can play in combating GBV. Mr. Tsepo Sefutlhelo, Executive Head for Marketing and Communications at the GBV Response Fund, is here in studio just to give us an update, if you will, in terms of what's happening in that space. So good evening to you, Tsepo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonia, and thanks for the opportunity.
Let's talk about the role of technology and what it can play in combating GBV, specifically gender parity in the use of digital technology in South Africa and across the world.
Yeah, Sonia, as you would all know, on the 8th of March, it was International Women's Day, and the theme for this month was how can we digital all. So it was about how we can leverage technology in empowering and accelerating the development of women so that we can create an equitable society, right, where we see that women and girl and the girl child are on equal footing when it comes to men. Now, the unfortunate part is that currently, as I speak to you, is 264 million fewer women than men across the world have access to the mobile internet and to technology, right? And then if we look at it at a more professional level, we know that the jobs in the technology space, that is a sector that has been growing in leaps and bounds in recent years and it's set to grow, but yet women only occupy 25% of jobs when it comes to technology jobs across the world. So we know that from that perspective of advancing women and developing women and empowering women, we've got a lot of work to do. And this is,
I suppose, the question for that is how. How do we, once we know that, which we do, how can we then effectively deploy, use technology and create the necessary skills base to ultimately attend to GBV?
Yeah, well, it's about increasing the access when it comes to women and girl child in terms of them being represented in STEM subjects, because you know that a lot of your STEM subjects, they drive the uptake of technology and attract those jobs as well. But also making sure that women have access to technology over internet and information, because one, it can give them access to better health information that can assist them in looking after themselves, but also it has access to better opportunities, economic opportunities, but also from that perspective in terms of what their rights are, whether it be in the workplace or in the home, there's also easy access of that information as well. And what we need to start doing is empowering women to go after these opportunities so they can really empower themselves. But in terms of combating the actual scourge of GBV in itself, we know that the issue, that the matters like if there are hardware out there that can be created, such as a bracelet, when a woman is under distress, can it alert the police, and how the police can also leverage intelligence that is informed by technology to fight the scourge that is gender-based violence, whether it's happening in the home, it's happening in the work, or it's happening in a crime situation. And these are really the conversations and the plans and the strategies that we need to put in place, and just giving them that opportunity to really be empowered.
I suppose the question that really does follow is how much of the money that has been promised to the GBV fund has actually been transferred to the fund so that it can engage its programs, and to the extent that monies have flown from wherever they were supposed to come, what is the impact so far that we can positively reflect on and saying this is precisely why these funds are working, these are the immediate impacts and recorded impacts in society?
Yeah, so that's an important question, Senator. And you know that when the fund was launched back in 2021 of February, right, government spoke of $1 billion that is going to be directed to fighting GBV. From a government perspective, 500 rand was going to be shelved. Was going to be given to various departments that's going to fight the scourge. For example,
500 million, you mean?
It was a billion, and then 500 million of that year.
Yes, yes.
That's going to come from government. So, for example, we know that the police had a significant issue of backlog when it comes to DNA, right? And recently, the minister announced that backlog has since been cleared, and that's just a result of that money that are being dedicated. From our perspective, that's why the fund, we have raised just about 264 million rand from the private sector. Some of it has already been given in the bank account. Some of them is money that has been promised and has been shelved to programs. For example, these partners that have come on board to expand to Tudela Care Centers with the National Prosecuting Authority. where the private sector is going to add an additional in total 20 of these Thuthuzela care centers. These are centers that are in clinics in local communities where if I'm a victim, I walk into that center, there'll be a health professional that will look after me. I'll get psychoanalysis from a psychologist. There will be somebody from SAPS who will take my case. There will be somebody to take my DNA. And there will also be a prosecutor who will be there to make sure that all the evidence is collected correctly and will prosecute. And to date, they have a 79% conviction rate, right? So it's about all partners coming together and working. When it comes from the Department of Social Development, again, it's making sure that they have a representation in those centers, but also they expand their training in terms of if I'm a victim and I walk into a particular center, am I going to be treated, fairly? Am I going to understand that I've been traumatized, so I need to be treated fairly? Often we know that victims will say when they walk into a place,
that's where the abuse really takes place.
And it's absolutely those type of things that we are working on. But we know that we've barely scratched the surface on it, and it's still a significantly long road ahead.
Okay, now, from what you have said, it is positive. It certainly is positive. But a lot of what, for instance, the Thuthuzela care centers were there before, there was an issue or a lamentation earlier on that, this was all political speech early on. I mean, this is like a year ago, even a little bit later on. And that the state hasn't come through to the party as it ought to have against the commitments it made at that first GBV summit. Would the narration or the narrative be the same now, or have things dramatically changed? Final comment.
No, so unfortunately, things have not. I'll be very honest with you and say things have not dramatically changed. What we know is that what you must remember is that gender-based violence and femicide is actually the first pandemic because it precedes COVID. But it's only recent that the country, the private sector, government has started shining a light on the issue, right? But shining a light on the issue is not enough. We need to have resources. We need to start speaking about the issue significantly more and only not focus on it when it's 16 days of activism. If you look at South Africa, we talk about all the social issues that we have, like whether it be employment, whether it be issues of corruption, but yet a very big scale that's happening. We don't talk about it every single day. We don't shine a light on enough on it. And when GBV happens in the private sector or it happens even in the faith-based sector, it's taboo. It's like, let's keep it under wraps. Let's manage it ourselves. You know, let's not tell anybody because we don't want to embarrass the family, we don't want to embarrass the church, or we don't want to embarrass the pastor. And these are the things that we need to get away from. And and you've got to remember as well, it's behavior that we need to change, behavior of men in terms of moving away from things like toxic masculinity. So I would say yes, while there has been effort, but we've barely scratched the surface, and the road is long ahead of us in getting it under control.
Indelendlela esihambayo essentially is what you've just said in that last comment. Well, let me leave it there, Mr. Tsepo Sefutlhelo. Thank you so much for your thoughts. We certainly do appreciate that. And the platform is always available for you to engage these issues with the hope that we can develop a greater social conscientization that's going to make for meaningful accountability against, as you said, the first pandemic. Tsepo is executive head for marketing and communications at the GBV Response Fund. After the break, one more story.
It's in the learning from the spirit of Yummy.